This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 32. Jackie My Lantern. Upon his next visit to Uncle Remus, the little boy was exceedingly anxious to know more about witches, but the old man prudently refrained from exciting the youngster's imagination any further in that direction. Uncle Remus had a board across his lap, and, armed with a mallet and a shoe knife, was engaged in making shoe pegs.
"Whiles I was crossing de branch just now," he said, endeavoring to change the subject, "I come up wid a Jackie my lantern, and she was burnin' wuss'n a bunch of lightning bugs, mon. I know she was a fixin' fur to lead me into that quagmire down in de swamp, and I steered clear in her. Yasser, I did dat. You ain't never seed no Jackie my lanterns, is you, honey?"
The little boy never had, but he had heard of them, and he wanted to know what they were, and thereupon Uncle Remus proceeded to tell him.
"One time," said the old darkey, transferring his spectacles from his nose to the top of his head, and leaning his elbows upon his pegboard, "dere was a blacksmith man, and dish yer blacksmith man he took and stuck closer by his dram than he did by his bellows. Monday mornin' he'd git on a spree, and all dat week he'd be on a spree, and the next Monday mornin' he'd take a fresh start. By and by, one day, after de blacksmith been spreein' round and cussin' mightily, he hear a sort of rustlin' fuss at the door, and in walked a bad man."
"Who, Uncle Remus?" the little boy asked.
"De bad man, honey. De old boy hisself, right fresh from de religion what you hear Miss Sally readin' about. He done hide his horns, and his tail, and his hoof, and he come dress up like white folks. He took off his hat and he bow, and then he tell de blacksmith who he is, and dat he done come after him. Den de blacksmith, he begun to cry and beg, and he beg so hard, and he cry so hard, dat de bad man say make a trade wid him. At de end of one year, de spirit of de blacksmith was to be his'n, and endurin' of dat time de blacksmith must put in his hottest licks in de interest of de bad man, and den he put a spell on de cheer de blacksmith was settin' in, and on his sludge hammer. De man what sawed in de cheer couldn't get up less'n de blacksmith let him, and de man what pick up de sludge had hatter keep on knocking wid it twill de blacksmith say quit, and den he give money plenty, and off he put. De blacksmith, he sail in fur to have his fun, and he have so much dat he clean forgot about his contract. But by and by, one day, he look down de road, and dar he see de bad man comin', and den he knowed de year was out. When de bad man got in de door, de blacksmith was poundin' way at a horseshoe, but he wa'n't so busy dat he didn't ax him in. De madman sort of do like he ain't got no time for to tarry, but de blacksmith say he got some little jobs that he needs to finish up, and den he asked de bad man for to set down a minute. And de bad man, he took and sot down, and he sot in dat cheer what he done conjured on. Course, there he was. Den de blacksmith, he gun to poke fun at de bad man, and he asked him, don't he want a dram? And won't he hitch his cheer up a little nigher to fire? And the bad man, he beg and he beg, but 'twan't doin' no good, 'cause the blacksmith 'lowed that he gwine to keep him in there twill he promised that he'd let him off one year more. And sure enough, the bad man promised that if the blacksmith let him up, he'd give him another showin'. So then the blacksmith give the word, and the bad man saunter off down the big road, setting traps and laying his proggins for to catch more sinners. The next year, it passed same like the other one. At de appointed time, here come de old boy after de blacksmith. But still, de blacksmith had some jobs, and he needs ter finish up. And he asked de bad man fur to take hold of de sludge, and he help him out. And de bad man, he 'lowed it rarin' be disperlite, he don't care if he do hit her a biff or two. And wid dat he grab up de sludge, and dar he was again. 'Cause he done conjured de sludge so dat whomsoever tuck her up can't put her down lest de blacksmith say de word. De palaver dare dey did, twel bimeby de bad man he up and let him off another year. Well den, dat year passed same as t'other one. Month in, month out, dat man was rollin' in dram, and bimeby here come de bad man. De blacksmith cry, and he holler, and he rip round and tear his hair, but hit just like he didn't, 'cause the bad man grab him up and cram him in a bag and towed him off. Whilst they was going along, they come up with a passel of folks what are having a one of these here 4th of July barbecues, and the old boy, he 'lowed that maybe he can get some more game, and what do we do but join in with him? He lines in, and he talks politics same like the other folks. 'Twill by and by dinner time come round, and they ax him up, which agreed with his stomach, and he posited his bag underneath the table alongside the other bags what the hungry folks had brung. No sooner did the blacksmith get back on the ground than he begun to work his way out of the bag. He crope out, he did. And then he took and changed the bag. He took and tuck another bag and laid down where this year bag was, and then he crope out of the crowd and lay low in the underbrush. Last, when the time come for to go, the old boy up with his bag and slung her on his shoulder, and off he put for the bad place. When he got there, he took and dropped the bag off in his back and called up the imps, and they just come squallin' and a-caperin', which I spect they must been hungry. Leastways, they just swarmed round, hollerin' out, "Daddy, what you brung? Daddy, what you brung?" So then they open up the bag, and lo and behold, out jump a big bulldog, and the way he shook them little imps was a caution, and he kept on gnawin' 'em till the old boy opened the gate and turned him out. "And what became of the blacksmith?" the little boy asked, as Uncle Remus paused to snuff the candle with his fingers. "I'm driving him round, honey. After a long time, the blacksmith he took and die, and when he go to the good place, the man at the gate don't know who he is, and he can't get squeezed in. Then he go down to the bad place and knock. The old boy, he look out, he did. He knowed the blacksmith the minute he laid eyes on him, but he shake his head and say, says he, 'You had to excuse me, Brer Blacksmith, 'cause I done had experience longer than you. You'll had to go somewheres else if you want to raise any racket,' says he, and wid dat he shut the door. And dey do say," continued Uncle Remus with unction, "dat since dat day, the blacksmith been sort of hoverin' round 'twixt the heavens and the earth, and dark nights he shine out so folks call him Jackie My Lantern. That's what they tells me. It may be wrong, may be right, but that's what I hears." End of tale.